Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father, for being with us tonight, leading us and guiding us. We thank you, Lord, for doing that all the time. We praise you, Father, for being a part of us and being directing our lives for us every day, Lord. And those things that we have trouble with, Lord, we thank you for straightening them out in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord, for all the promises you've given us. And we believe them, Lord, in Jesus' name, through the years. And we praise you for it, Father. Lord, we just ask that your glory would fall tonight on all of us, that you'd fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father, with that guiding Holy Spirit that teaches us and keeps us going, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the power that he gives us to overcome the enemy and all the things that have tripped us up in the past is no more. We praise you and we thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just believe tonight's going to be an awesome time with you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for answering all of our prayers too. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else got a prayer they'd like to pray? Thank you, Lord, for bringing down the deep state. Yeah, Andrew or Ben.
Hello, everybody.
Howdy.
Where do I begin? Well, just two things, really. Unfortunate news, Karen lost. She did not pass her English sort of test, and her next attempt, her next, and I think her final attempt, will be on Thursday. And so she's really discouraged about that, and like her work's not relying on her, but her work kind of gives her this opportunity to do that, and she feels really bad. She feels like she's letting them down. And so Lord, we know that you know what's best. Lord, we all know that you're with us. I just want you to encourage Karen to let her know that you go with her wherever she goes, and you guide her in what she does. Lord Father God, whatever you have planned for her in the future, we just pray that you keep encouraging her to do what's right. And Father God, I just pray that you give her the right answers that she needs to know in order to get the right answers to this test so that she can go to the next steps of doing what she wants to do. Thank you, Father, for opening her heart to faith and believing that you're with her in all things. Thank you, Father. Amen. And not too long ago, I met her friend. I think I brought her up once or twice. Her name's Bianca. She seems like a nice girl. She had a conversation about her with like marriage and stuff, and how Bianca doesn't understand the whole, that the wife is the helper and that the man is, she's a typical westernized lady. I'll say that. She's still very nice. I don't want to speak badly of her, but that's just the rampant spirit that's around here. And I just pray that that what Karen told her tonight just kind of resonates with her, and that any sort of Jezebel spirit or any kind of spirit of faction, or any kind of spirit of disobedience, I rebuke it out of both of them. And that any sort of spirit that's trying to fester between that relationship between those two, I rebuke it down now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we all conform to your image, Father, the image of the Son of God, that we can be in your likeness and be holy and pure in the days to come. Lord Father God, we know you're coming soon. So just shake us ready, Father. Whatever you need to do to get us ready. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for delivering her. Yeah, Julie.
Hey, Ben. Did Karen's test, did she pass or did she not pass by, like, is it a percentage thing or
Half a
is
point.
that a Lots of
Half the
points,
point.
isn't
Yeah,
it?
half a point.
Oh,
Oh,
half a
half a
point.
point.
Well, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Can I
Yeah,
play?
I know.
Oh,
A little ridiculous, but she got a 6. She needs a 6.5. And I declare
okay.
she's gonna get 9.5. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Is it on
Thank
like
you,
a
Lord.
10, like 1 through 10 kind of thing, or?
I don't know. I'm
Okay.
throwing that out there.
All
9.5.
right. Well, I want to pray something. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that that Karen wants to do well, and she wants to bless her employers, and she wants to learn the English language. And I pray, Father, that you would just make it easy for her, and that she's going to just relax and have peace. We bind up all the stress and the anxiety and all of the enemy's attacks on her mind about she's already failed. She's failed, and we command that spirit off of her in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you'll just give her the grace to study it, not because it's something she has to do, Lord, because she just really wants to do it. And that you will give her all grace to remember it, that it will be fluent for her. And she's going to pass, just like Ben said. She's going to have an awesome point, whatever point it is, whatever is on a scale of 1 to 10 or whatever, if it's on, percentage wise, that she's going to pass it, and she's going to surpass what she thinks her expectations are going to be. In Jesus' name, and she's just going to have peace the next time she takes it, and she's not going to be in a rush, and she's not going to feel guilty or condemned or feel bad that she's letting her employer down. In any way, we command that all of her in Jesus' name, and everything else that she's feeling right now of disappointment and discouragement and doubt and unbelief and all these things that the enemy throws at her. We bind that all up in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your for this test, and she's going to do well. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
She's gonna ace it next time. Thank you, Lord. Is that her first language, English?
She's from Colombia. She speaks Spanish.
Oh, see.
Sí.
Habla español.
Español. Yeah.
You speak Spanish, Michael?
I just did, yeah.
Oh, okay. I
See.
understand. I understand.
About 12, 14 words. That's about it. Go ahead, Missy.
I just want you to all agree with me, if you would, please. This feeling I got in my back, this kink or whatever, it's not mine. I don't receive it. I reject it. It has to go in the name of Jesus. I'm not under the curse. I have perfect alignment in my spine and freed up muscles and nerves and what all pain, all discomfort has to go because it's not mine. And all these lying symptoms must go in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, I'm healed, Lord, and I praise you and thank you, Lord. I'm
Amen.
not under the curse, and I have a perfect, functioning, healthy body all over in Jesus' name. DNA restoration, along with everybody else, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We command that pain to go and be gone right now and be whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Julie, too, in the name of Jesus, we command any kind of spiritual infirmity, leave everybody. You get out of this outreach right now in Jesus' name, and we praise you, Father. There's no pain, no discomfort, no kind of tormenting spirit that's bothering anybody in Jesus' name, because we command you to bow your knees and get out of here in Jesus' name. Amen. It's done. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Okay. Praise God. Yeah, Teresa.
I've been watching AccuWeather and NOAA too, and they're talking about an atmospheric river stretching from Texas all the way to the south and the east. And so, can we pray against that?
Sure. Absolutely, we can. He's given us dominion over everything. And in the name of Jesus, right now, whatever this thing is that they're trying to cook up, we command it to be cast down as null and void right now in Jesus' name. You will not direct this weather in any kind of form or fashion in the name of Jesus. We break your power over doing these things to us in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that the angels are right there, right now, dissipating everything that they're trying to stir up. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Y'all believe it? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Amen. Hey, look at, hey, girl. Hey, Caitlin. Hey, girl. I see you. Yeah, I see a big old blue eyes. Yeah. I see you grinning. Yeah. Oh, boy, she's a dandy. She's got a big mouth, too. Ooh, she could scream. Right at the right times, too. Amen. All right, anybody else? She's a pretty girl. Yeah, Missy.
Not only do we cast down all this rain, we cast down the high winds and any tornadoes that, or torpedoes, as Michael would say, that they're trying to create, and forbid it in the name of Jesus. And there will be no tornadoes in this. In the name of Jesus, send forth the angels to break up any high winds, any weather manipulation whatsoever. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen. No hail, no high winds, no tornadoes, none of that garbage. It's just going to be gentle rain in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Anyone else? Anybody else? All right, I've got a song. I'm going to play that song. Julie, you see,
times, and at least a thousand times I've rejoiced for you. But the reason why I'm broken, the reason why I cry, is how long must I wait to be with you? I close my eyes and I see your face. If home's where my heart is, then I'm out of place. Lord, won't you give me strength to make it through somehow? I've never been more homesick now. I don't understand your ways. The reason why I wonder if I'll ever know. But even if you showed me, the hurt would be the same. 'Cause I'm still here, so far away from home. I close my somehow.
That's a good song. I like that song. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to pray about before we get started? Get more started. Patrick's not going to be here tonight, so. I thought that we would talk a little bit about quantum faith. Just a minute. Yeah. Okay. I thought we'd talk about some quantum faith, and I'm gonna read a little bit from Charles Capps and Annette Capps on their quantum faith, and then we're going to talk about it. Because I know that a lot of people, they get lax in their praying time and their confessing time. And I thought we'd just go over it a little bit tonight and talk about it and see what y'all think about it. So I'm going to start by reading what it says here in the first part of it. She says, Annette Capp says, in order to change your circumstances or anything in your life, you first go to the controlling beliefs in your life. Your heart and your words must agree to produce the kind of mountain moving words Jesus said we can have. And she says she began studying quantum physics because she was curious and became enthralled when she realized the similarities to how faith works and what Jesus taught his disciples about the principles of mountain moving faith and the spoken word. I first heard in 1972, I first heard the teaching on faith and confession. It took faith in God's word to believe that you can have what you say. I'd never heard such a concept, and had it not been for the fact that the principle was plainly written in the Bible, I would have considered it to be crazy. However, there it was in red letters, spoken by Jesus, no less. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And looking at it from a surface level, it would seem a ridiculous statement that Jesus made. How is it possible that spoken words would send a mountain into the sea? For the past 27 years, she says, it has required faith on my part to believe that words are that powerful. recent study in the area of quantum physics, however, has convinced me that what Jesus spoke is absolute scientific fact. As I studied the theories of quantum physics, I was reminded of a prophecy given by my father, author, and teacher, Charles Capps. He said this, he said, "Some things which have required faith to believe will no longer require faith, for it will be proven to be scientific fact." When Jesus said in Luke chapter 17 and verse 6, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say." Now, he was speaking of the smallest seed that could be seen in his time. And if he were here today, he might say, if you had faith as an atom, or even smaller, if you had faith as a quark, Q-U-A-R-K, which is a subatomic particle. And the point he was making was that small things that cannot be easily seen manifest themselves and affect things in this larger world that we live in. And quantum physics is the study of things so small that we can't see them. Yet everything we see is made of these subatomic particles. And remember what Hebrews 11 and 3 says. By faith, we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen has not been made out of things which appear. That chocolate cake you ate yesterday was made from things which don't appear. The recipe calls for water, H2O. Before the hydrogen and oxygen combined into water, you couldn't see anything, yet the substance for water was there. Before God spoke and said, "Let there be light," the substance for light was there. The sound vibration of his words caused the substance to manifest and appear. Words are energy words, and energy affects matter. The energy of your microwave vibrates the water molecules and heats the water. The energy of electricity flows to your washing machine and powers a motor that spins the tub and cleans your clothes. So we can rightfully say that energy affects matter. And your words are energy, and they affect the matter in your life. And when you speak the words like this, "This is the worst car I have ever had, you stupid piece of junk," those words are vibrations of energy that affect the atoms that make up that car. If you speak those words long enough, your car is going to obey you. Scientists have performed experiments with atoms and their subatomic particles, such as electrons. And if you paid attention in school, you saw the diagram of an atom with the electrons orbiting it like the Earth orbits the sun. And the interesting thing is that scientists have discovered that the electron that is shown orbiting the nucleus is not always there in particle form. It exists in a wave state like a cloud everywhere at once, until someone looks at it. When the scientist observes it, it suddenly appears as a dot, a particle. And what we all want to know is, how does it know when somebody's looking at it? It obviously is responding to the observer's interaction with it. And one of the difficulties in quantum physics is that the particles have somewhat differently for each observer. I'm sorry, behaves somewhat differently for each observer, which leads me to the question, does it behave according to what the scientists believe? Well, in any event, we can definitely conclude that Jesus was right when he taught that all matter responds to faith and words. The substance from which our world is made is influenced and manifested by words.
Allison Van Ronkel.
Things. Excuse me. Ah. Does it behave according to what the scientist believes? In any event, we can definitely conclude that Jesus was right when he taught that all matter responds to faith and words. The substance from which our world is made is influenced and manifested by words. The things that you desire are made up of atoms. They know what you believe, they hear what you say, and they behave accordingly. Beliefs produce energy. The thoughts and beliefs that you carry also produce an energy around you. Let me say that again. Belief produce energy. The thoughts and beliefs that you carry also produce an energy around you. Have you ever noticed that when you're angry, things go wrong and people are insulting and angry with you? Your thoughts and beliefs produce an energy that people can perceive and react to. And if you believe nobody likes you, then you emit that rejecting type of energy and people will be driven away from you. And if you love people and care about them, they'll feel that and be drawn to you. Have you ever been around someone who is pleasant and full of love? It's an energy you can actually feel. The energy of love is a powerful drawing card for good in your life. After all, God is love. And when you believe that God loves you and wants you to prosper, then you change your words and beliefs about money. When financial challenges used to come my way, I would fall into fear and begin to say things like, well, now we won't be able to pay off the car, won't be able to pay off the house, or whatever it is. The fear and speaking of it is an energy that affects your checking account and stops financial freedom. And now I have learned to think and believe and say things always work out for me. Everything that I do prospers and I have abundance in Jesus' name. God is not limited to the things that you and I see. There is an infinite supply of substance waiting to be manifest according to your beliefs and your words. Things obey words. So the Lord said in Luke chapter 17 and verse 6, and the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say unto this sycamine tree, be thou rooted up and be thou planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And being the daughter of Charles Capps, how many times do you think I've heard that things obey words? Many times, I can assure you. Well, bringing things down to their atomic level and learning that scientifically these particles respond to people has had a significant effect on my faith. Yeah, mine too. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree and said, no man eat fruit from thee hereafter forever, then that fig tree dried up from the atomic level because of his words. When he spoke to the winds and the waves, they obeyed him. He was teaching us the undeniable biblical principle that things obey words. Jesus did not demonstrate this just to prove he was the Son of God. He demonstrated it and then told his disciples that they too can speak words of power. He wanted us to have the revelation that we are powerful spirit beings who can speak to the mountains in our life and they're going to obey. They will obey. One of the reasons that some people have a hard time believing this principle is that sometimes that it takes a long time for things to manifest from the unseen into this seen realm. It especially takes a long time when you dig up your seed every day to see if anything's happening yet. That seed will produce in its time if you leave it alone. Do you believe that the words you speak come to pass? And from this time on, listen to what you're saying to the things around you. Are you speaking curses to your checkbook? Are you telling it to dry up from the roots? How about your children? What are you telling them? They will obey your prophecies of failure and delinquency. Things are responding to your words every day, so speak good things to all that surrounds our life. And if you really believe Jesus' words, You'll monitor your thoughts and conversations because you are the one giving substance to your world through words. All things are made of atoms, including your children, your car, your computer, and your house. None of these things is solid, including your kitchen table, even if it's made out of oak. You may not see the space between the atoms in your table, but if you could see that small, you could also see movement. That's right. The kitchen table is vibrating. Everything has a frequency of vibration. You vibrate, your car vibrates, and even the mountain behind your house vibrates. That back there. They all have a natural frequency. They all have a natural frequency. Go back to our example of the microwave heating your cup of water. How does it do that? The frequency vibration of microwaves is much higher than that of water. When those high frequency waves begin to bombard the water molecule, the electrons in the atoms are excited and move more and more rapidly. And the result is that the substance of the water becomes hotter. The electrons have jumped to a higher orbit, changing the behavior of your water into boiling. And when you introduce cold temperature to water, it slows down the vibrations of the atomic structure to such a degree that the water becomes more solid and it freezes. All things respond to the vibration of energy. And what kind of energy are you producing? Do you want your water boiling? Or do you want it frozen? Are you introducing faith-energized, high-frequency words to your children, your finances, and health? Or do you introduce low-frequency negative words that freeze your circumstances into a continual series of crises? You have a choice to use the energy of your words to change matter. The things in your life will obey your words by speaking to objects such as your computer. And this stupid computer is going to crash. And you'll find out that it obeys you. It doesn't care whether crashing is a good thing or a bad thing. It just wants to obey you, or it will just obey you. Or you can make another choice when speaking to things. This is a good car. It always starts and runs well. But I'd be lying. I've had problems with it, you say. Yeah, but do you want to reinforce that which exists or change it? By acknowledging the good things about the car, you create a positive belief about it, which will ultimately change it to what you desire. Imagine taking the highest frequency of all, the vibrating, creative words of God, and changing the vibration of those things you want changed. What is it that you desire? I guess the bigger question is, what are you choosing? Because the possibilities for your life are unlimited. Quantum physics is a realm where the known laws of physics, Newtonian physics, no longer apply. In classic Newtonian physics, you can repeat experiments using the same formulas and get the answers and responses you expect. The experiments are repeatable, and you can expect that this is the way things work. For instance, when Isaac Newton saw the apple fall from the tree to the ground, he discovered a natural law, which was gravity. And you can experiment with gravity all you like, and it's going to work every time. What goes up must come down. If you jump off the roof of your house, you're always going to go down, not up. But in the quantum subatomic area, there are only possibilities and probability. Things don't work like you think they should. Nothing is there until you look. All that exists is only an infinite number of possibilities. Remember what Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes, Mark 9:23. Whereas gravity works whether anyone is present or not. A tree falls down, not up. Even if no one observes it, it's coming down. Subatomic particles are not there unless someone, an observer, looks for them. We can't really know what they're doing or even if they exist when we're not looking. It is possible that they are not. 1 Corinthians 1:28 says that God has chosen the things that are not to bring to naught things that are. How can a thing not be? This scripture makes no sense at all until you bring it down to the atomic level. All things are made up of atoms, which are made of subatomic particles. These particles are not really particles because they exist only in a state of possibility until someone observes them, at which point they appear as a thing, a particle. And if that sounds crazy, read Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you hope for something, where does it exist? Only in your mind and your heart. It is not. It is only a possibility. Through faith, we understand the words refrained by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11 and 3, the concordant literal New Testament says it. So that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing, what is visible. This is a statement that could have been made by a physicist. What makes it appear? You, the observer, with faith that gives substance to your hopes and dreams. Faith observes that which is not. It gives its substance so that it may appear and become visible. And the key to manifesting matter is to interact with that which is not so that it becomes what you hope for. Your expectations and beliefs or what you observe is of primary importance. If you observe and expect failure, sickness, or disaster, that's exactly what's going to manifest. There are an infinite number of possibilities that exist for your life. You alone have the power to choose which possibility becomes reality in your life. So choose wisely. I'm going to stop there and just say a few things, and y'all can too if you'd like. How many of you are getting something out of this little thing here? I love it because it reinforces what we already know. And it just keeps us, our thought life and our speaking life in line with the Word of God. I read about the other day, or somebody told me, I forget which, I think somebody told me about a lady that had kept confessing that she had a full mouth of teeth, I think's what it was, yeah. It was a full mouth of teeth. She didn't have a tooth in her head. And she kept praying it, or kept blessing, kept confessing it. Yep, I got a full mouth of teeth. Full mouth of teeth. All right, praise God, you know. And she kept doing it, 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 and confessing, yep, I do. I've got a full mouth of teeth. She woke up one morning and had a full mouth of teeth. Supernaturally, full mouth of teeth. She kept confessing it. Somebody say, why don't you go get you some false teeth? I got a full mouth of teeth. You know, that kind of thing. That's what God wants. That's why this quantum faith works. That's how it works. If you got something that you've been believing for, I got some big things that I'm believing for, and I know they're coming to pass, glory to God. Because I'm confessing them every day. Confessing them every day. And it ain't nothing little either. Praise God. And that's because the quantum faith works. It's shown itself time and time and time again. Glory to God. That's just like the lady that her husband died in the hospital and they wanted to take him out the room. Y'all remember the story? She said, nope. He ain't going nowhere. He's getting saved. Lord, promise me that this man is going to get saved before he goes home. And he wasn't saved when he left here. He ain't going nowhere. He's still right there. He's dead. No, he ain't. He's right there. And that's the way that God wants our attitude to be in our prayers and our confessionals. Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
Just something you read there that kind of resonated with me. I don't know, Lord just quickened me to hear it, I guess. But it's like, I think you said something to the effect that, these things, they know what you believe. They know what you believe. They know what you feel or something, or what you're thinking or something like that. And I'm like, and that is so true. Even if you're not putting those thoughts there yourself, or maybe a stronghold of doubt or fear or whatever, if you don't fight against it, and you don't use your sword against it and the shield of faith against it and all that, and just say, yeah, that's a lie, it's you're going to have a battle, and and that's what it is. It is a battle of our faith, well, anyhow, so I've been baking sourdough bread here since about 4 years, give or take, something like that. And
Probably
it's
done by
become,
now.
it is done. I've made many
Okay.
loaves, Michael.
Praise God is
Anyhow, but
good too.
I did start out having really good success and everything. It's kind of disappointment. I always felt like, well, I'm really wasting money, wasting, all this the expensive flour and all that stuff. But the Lord just encouraged me to keep doing it, And I would speak, and just when I put my bread in the oven and put the lid on it, and it's like, I'm gonna have a really good looking loaf when it comes out. I'm gonna have a good oven spring. I'm gonna have a nice, blah blah blah, all the things, technical terms. And even I've just been saying, it's like, it's gonna be really good, and I am not gonna be disappointed when I take that lid off that bread. And it's been working that way. I'm not going to be disappointed. That bread's going to look really good, and it's going to taste really good. And it always usually almost always it always tastes good. But sometimes, I've had my errors and my learning skills and that kind of stuff in it. It's just kind of like, what did I do wrong with this loaf? Why does it look that way? Anyhow, it's been fun. So anyhow, that just resonated with me that, those. They know what you're thinking. They know what you believe, and it's true, and that's why you have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and break those strongholds, cast down those strongholds of whatever they might be in your life, doubt, fear. If you have a repeated trial going on in your life, whatever it is, it's like, I catch my thoughts sometimes just like, why am I still thinking it's going to be this way? It's not going to continue this way. I already had the victory, and using my sword against, whatever the symptoms are. I'll just leave it at that. And just say, no, I do believe, and I rebuke the doubt that keeps coming against my mind. I rebuke these thoughts and these vain imaginations. And, the devil's a liar. He's already lost. He doesn't have any authority. I even asked the Lord, it's like, Lord, am I making a mistake here? If I'm in error, am I giving place to the enemy? Have I given the devil an authority? Because you took it away from him. I know what your word says. It's like, have I given him authority that he's, the devil's able to do this? And I just felt like the Lord was saying, he has authority. He has authority to test you. He has authority to test you. He goes, I haven't given him authority. In other words, I haven't sinned. It's not like I'm sinning. It's just he wants me to get stronger in my faith, and he wants me to take, the warfare for what it is, and just fight against that, those things, and not to give in to what I'm feeling. That the enemy's firing at my head all the time, So it's a battle, but I was just, if you remember the teaching David did on, I think it was on double-mindedness or something like that. I can't remember, but one of those about, the devil being a slick lawyer, and you got to close all those loopholes, using those legal terms and stuff. And it's like, you do. You really got to make sure that you know what you know, and that you're standing on it, and you're not going to be swayed. Anyhow, that's all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Geneva.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Speaking of bread, I actually started making my own bread just like a week ago. And I make white bread, and I did the same thing, Julie, because I didn't know what I was doing. I just said a prayer. I was like, Lord, just right any of my wrongs. And anyways, it came out perfect. And that was my
Praise
first
God.
time. So, I was pretty happy about that. But I just wanted to really just, I know it's been a little bit since you all have heard from me, and it's good to see you all, and love you guys, and I've been praying for you all and praying for myself, and Lord's been really good. I probably about a year and a half ago, me and Warren went through, and I think I talked about it a few times, but we kind of went through like a financial hardship, and it was pretty rough. And it all kind of stemmed from me quitting my job back when I lived in Florida. And that was a decision we decided to make for me to stay at home with the babies. And I didn't think it was going to be as hard as it was. So it was definitely tempting at times to want to jump back in there and get money again, me start working again. But praise the Lord for my husband and for him being a strong man and just sticking to the plan. And then, we moved back here to Kentucky to be close to family and got out of Florida. And we moved into a rental house. And then while we were there, the Lord blessed Morgan with a really good job. And that's something we've been praying for a really long time. And anyways, through that, we'd been able to save money and pay off debt and get ourselves in a better position. And it took a lot of hard work and just being, just frugal, I guess. But at the same time, though, like there's multiple opportunities where the Lord would bring us people who needed help, and we'd bless them. And God, He did that. He blessed us right back. Even when we were kind of struggling ourselves, He blessed us right back, and even more so. And as I say all of that, to say that just about a month ago, we bought a house, and I'm very, very thankful. It's out in the country, like way off the road. It's surrounded by trees. It is honestly, it is my dream house, and I never ever would have thought that I would say that. Like in the way it happened was just so the Lord too. Like the lady selling it was just so sweet and so nice, and everything was just so smooth. And we'd been saying for a while, like, Lord, if it's your will and you want us to do this, then it'll all just happen easily. And it just all kind of fell into place, like exactly the way it needed to. And anyways, we finally have room now. We have space. Before, we were kind of all on top of each other, and in the rental house, everything was like, for the past like 3 or 4 months, things had just been breaking down. Like, we didn't have a washer, then we didn't have a dryer, and then the doors, like the back door, quit working. And then the next thing you know, the AC went out. It was rough. It was really rough. And we kept praying and just being patient and patient. And I just felt like, okay. So thank the Lord that, it worked out the way it did. And He just completely just blessed us. And I'm just so thankful. And I'm thankful to be where we're at now, and God to have really bless the babies, and us be able to use this house for him to help others. And anyways, that's kind of what I wanted to share. I'm actually outside on the porch right now talking about it, but I just thank the Lord for our baby's health and for blessing Morgan, and just keeping us when we were, had doubt. And Lord, forgive me for ever feeling that way, because you've never failed. And anyways, just so thankful, so thankful, so thankful to be in the country now. I can get some chickens. before,
Oh,
amen, Micah. Micah just said, thank you, Jesus.
yeah.
Before I asked the landlord, we were in the city, I said, could I have chickens? He said, nope. And I said, all right. Worth a try. Excuse me. But yeah, anyways, thank the Lord.
Praise God. That's what I'm waiting on too, Geneva, is to get me some chickens and get the garden going. But I know I ain't going to have time to do all that. It's always a good thought. Yeah. Well, praise God, Lord. We got them very warm out in the country where it's nice and clean and they can do whatever it is they need to do to survive. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. All right, Joe, go ahead, brother.
Morning, everyone. Sorry,
Hey.
I want to change the subject a little bit just for quick now, as I want some prayer. My electricity has just gone out now. Just all, please all agree with me. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Father, thank you for I'm not accepting this electricity. They will restore what you've gone. Angels, don't get rid of the devil. I'm not accepting this. Electricity back on now in Jesus' name. Thank you for. You can stand on authority we have because it's Christ. No longer we will live, Christ is our Lord. And we don't accept anything from the devil or the church. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, that it is done. Everybody, close your eyes just for a second. Close your eyes and see the light start coming on there where Joe is. Praise you, Father, that the lights are coming on. He's got electricity in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Anybody else? Anybody on Quantum Faith? Everybody understand everything there is, know about everything there is, know about it?
Yeah, it's like it's just that little bit, and it has energy and has power and it creates and it moves and it's alive, really. It's like it's alive. And our
Absolutely.
thoughts and our thoughts and even just our thoughts, I'll share. It's like I've been thinking about Geneva and Morgan and the kids and some other people and stuff. And it's like, well, I just haven't heard from them for a while. And I was thinking about texting her. And then lo and behold, here she is today. So, that was just the Lord blessing me that it's like, there's my sister, she's okay. And hey, I'm happy for you. Anyhow, it's like even just our
Amen.
thoughts, our, we have the mind of Christ, so, and he spoke, God spoke everything into existence. And he spoke it with his words. So, and we have the same words. We have the same mind and it's agreeing with the word of God over and over and over, contrary to everything else that's in the natural. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, what's water made out of? H2O and what? Oxygen. Neither one of those things can you see. Neither one of them. So when he spoke it, it came together. Boom! You got water. Glory to God. Okay, Missy, go ahead.
Can I make a suggestion of something that maybe we could all do?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we all, like, each one take a turn and make a bold statement, call the things that are not as though they were, something in our lives, that we're believing for?
Okay. You start out.
Okay. I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, that my husband is a mighty man of God and he's healed, delivered, and repentant in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It is done. You see the end from the beginning. I see the end from the beginning. And I sit and I imagine it in my mind as I speak it. In Jesus' name, it's done. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Keep confessing it and don't mess it up by saying something different. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Okay. Let's see what Andrew has. We'll continue it in a minute, Missy, because that's a good thing to do. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, yeah, I was just, it's part of what Missy was talking about 1 John 5:14, and this is the boldness which we have toward him, toward God, that if we ask anything according to his, God's will, he heareth us. And if we know that God heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of God, asked of him. So that's just we have a multitude of petitions that we ask, but we know that these petitions are from God because he promised us these things. So that's a big thing to remember when you recite that verse, because he's promising them to you, and no word of God shall be void of power. I'll do my confession now.
Okay,
So,
yeah, go ahead.
by his stripes you were healed. I believe for my daughter Megan that she's gonna be saved. She's gonna be repentant and saved, and a mighty woman of God. And her husband's gonna continue in his faith and become a mighty man of God. They're gonna know they have authority and everything. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for this shoulder, that it is healed and it is already finished. In Jesus' name, I pray. And thank you, Lord, for that too. And all the other petitions too, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. He's here, and everything else he prayed has already started its work. In Jesus' name. Okay, who's next? Yeah, Teresa, get you next, Judy.
I'll go next. And
Okay.
I'm just going to keep standing that in Jesus Christ's name, that Jesus Christ, he's saving me and all my kids and grandkids and all our families, our animals, everything that pertains to us. He's working it out for good. And we all are born again, Holy Spirit filled, walking in the narrow way of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our life, way, and truth. We're filled with, our steps are ordered by the Lord according to his explicit will and word, life, way, truth, fruits, and gifts of his Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I have my guest cabin built here on my son's property. It's completed and I'm living in it. He's got, and plus all our debts are paid off. His debt for his land is paid off. And Terry, all he's provided for, his family's provided for, and the Heavenly Father has worked it out with Dana and the kids and worked it out for Terry. And he's well supplied and he's taking care of his family and well supplying his family, his kids. And so that's all I can think of right now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. It is done. Praise God. All right, who's next? Yeah, Julie. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about you. Not
No,
really.
you didn't. No, you didn't. I declare and I decree, I make this bold confession that my brothers and sisters, I have four, two of each, that they are all going to be part of this great revival, that they are coming into the knowledge of the truth of the real gospel. They have ears to hear and eyes to see. They're repenting and they are coming into the knowledge of the truth of Christ in them, the hope of glory, and that they don't live anymore, that Christ lives in them, and they are overcomers, and they're all being delivered and set free from the past, from their bondages, from the lies, from the deception, from religious spirits, from everything that's held them back and kept them in bondage. They are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, and that, Lord, you have great plans for them, and you're going to use them mightily in the days ahead. And thank you for doing that, Lord. And I also thank you and believe and declare that everything the enemy has stolen from me, everything that belongs to me,
God's going to restore, and he's going to restore double, and he's going to bless me beyond what I can even ask or think to ask of him. He hasn't given me any real details, but I just keep hearing the word restore, so I'm hanging on to that he's coming and he's going to restore everything, and I already have it, and it's mine. Promised land's mine. I'm standing on promises, and I'm taking it all, and the devil's off of my property. I have all the land. I have every promise and all the divine nature of Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that my days here in this apartment where you've blessed me to live are coming to an end here soon. I don't know how soon, but soon. And you got plans to move me. I thank you, Lord, for working on all those details too. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. It is done. Glory be to God. She's walking in divine health. I see strength and energy all over her right now. Just a fireball. Go on with your bad self, girl. Your good self. Thank
I'd
you,
be
Lord.
shining like the
Yeah.
sun. Yeah, amen.
Shining like the sun with that gold light around you. Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, who's next? Yeah, Barbara. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed.
Yes, you are.
I declare, I confess that each one of my children are coming into the kingdom. And I'm seeing fruits of that even now, little fruits of it. And I declare that Satan has no power over them, that it's been broken. And right now, God is working in their hearts and breaking up the fallow grounds. They're going to receive the seed of his word, and they're going to bear fruit. And I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it and have fellowship with them. And I also confess that my body, all from the tip of my head to the bottom of my feet, I'm completely healed. And all of that, I'm completely healed and walking in divine health. And well, that's all I could think of right now. There's a lot, but I'm just declaring it all. I'm standing in faith and declaring that I'm going to have all that. And like Julie said, he's going to restore to me everything the enemy has stolen from me. I believe that. And praise you, Lord. I'm already thanking the Lord for that every day. And like I said, the power of Satan is broken in my life and my kids' life, all of our lives. He can't, he's a loser. In the name of Jesus, I declare that and I claim that, and he is. Anyways, that's all I can think of right now. Cranking on a roll here.
Okay,
That's it.
praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All her prayers have already been answered, and she's confessing it. Thank you, Lord. All right. All right, who's next?
Can I be next?
Okay, Joe.
But first of all, thank you, Father, for the greeting this day. I got a 8 foot of hair. I got a new set of teeth. My feet are healed. My two sons is coming into the already coming into the kingdom. Be baptized. Thank you, Father, for that healing, and thank you for confession. And I'm stating at Christ in me, hope of glory will be there forever. Thank you, Father. We hold on to that faith. Christ in me, Lord. Not waver, always persistent. God in me, hope of glory. Bless your life. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right. Who's next? All right, we got Matthew, Anna, and Megan. Okay, but that's Geneva.
Anna's in the bathroom, so I'll just give
Okay.
my
All right.
thank you, Lord, for all your promises.
Yep.
Lord, thank you, Lord, that I am well pleasing to you, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, thank you for my complete healing. And
Amen.
thank you, Lord, that my children are going to be in the kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? Well, Lord, I'll pray. You know, Christ has redeemed every one of us, hasn't he? From the curse of the law. Praise God, and I believe it. He's redeemed us from poverty also. He's redeemed us from sickness also. We walk in divine health. And he's also redeemed us from spiritual death. And we confess that, we believe it, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the wealth that you have given us, and that's your word. And we praise you for the word, Lord. And we thank you for it because all the promises are in there. And when we speak those promises on our life, Lord, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that faith is in operation and things are starting to work toward that end that we prayed. And we praise you for that, Father. Lord, I thank you for the promises you've given me personally. And I thank you, Lord, that the things that you've given me, I'm going to see here within just a little while. And I praise you, Father, for giving me those visions, giving those things to us that we understand and know that mighty miracles are fixing to happen in the world. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Father. Because I know what's been happening. And I thought, Lord, I thank you for continually reminding me to keep confessing those promises that you've given me in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that my family, just like everybody else has been praying, is coming into the kingdom. There's going to be joy. There's going to be peace. There's going to be prosperity over their lips. And Father, we thank you for the love that's in their hearts also for one another in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that's not going to be like what we've been seeing. It's going to be what we confess that matters. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the visions and wonderful dreams that you've given us about the things that are fixing to happen. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Lord, I just lift up David to you, and I thank you, Father, for blessing him in a mighty way with the things that you've promised him as well. And I thank you, Lord, that he is confessing them just like we are, and that he's going to reap the benefits of his confession, and they're going to come to pass in fruition. His whole family is going to be in the kingdom in Jesus' name. And not only that, Lord, I pray right now that his body and my body is lining up with the word of God, even as we speak, and everything that the enemy is trying to steal from us is being returned a hundredfold. Praise God. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, we both walk in divine health. Thank you, Father, for doing that for both of us. We thank you, Father, for the sacrifices that we've made, all of us here have made. And we praise you, Father, that that's all going to be utilized in the days to come. And the tormentor has gone. He can't stand up to the Lord. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, that that's coming back to pass too, in Jesus' name. Okay, Barbara, go ahead, girl.
Amen to all that. I forgot something important. I'm confessing that Bruce is coming back in the out resurrection, and he's going to be a great testimony to all his family, everyone. I mean, not just his family, but he's going to be walking the streets, and people who've known him I thought you were, and he's can tell him, give him the gospel, because now he has it. He has it all down pat now, So, amen. I mean, he's been with Jesus. Praise God, He's not the same. He's totally different now. So anyways, I'm confessing that he's coming back in the out resurrection. And praise God.
Amen. You keep believing that and he'll be there. He's going to show up. Praise God. Just like everybody we're praying for too.
Yes.
God is who he says he is, and I'm who God says I am. God can do what he says he can do, and I can do what God says I can do. God has what he says he has, and I have what God says I have. Y'all believe that? And you're going to walk a miraculous life. Praise God. Okay, anybody else? Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Jimmy.
I just want to ask if Megan wanted to share anything.
Yeah, Megan.
Hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Okay, in Jesus' name, I confess that I overcome by fear of speaking. And I confess also my entire family will know the Lord.
Thank
Come to the
you, Jesus.
kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. She has overcome that fear of talking in Jesus' name amongst the crowd. She is our sister, and Lord, there's no reason for her to be in fear. We thank you, Father, that she is a mighty woman of God. And Lord, we know that she prays for her family daily too, in Jesus' name. Woo, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for fulfilling
Amen.
everything she has prayed in Jesus' name.
And we all
All
believe
right.
with you too.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, anybody else?
Didn't hear anything yet from Ben.
All right, Ben, step up.
Here we go. Thank
Amen.
you, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to confess that my grandma's full of health, and I pray that, well, no, I confess that she can see through both eyes perfectly, and that this amazing healing will be seen by my mom, by my sister, by my brother-in-law, by my stepfather, and that they're going to be able to come into the kingdom in a mighty way and see the power of God. My grandma's life just changing her, and her having faith, and all of us having faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm gonna. If anybody got anything before I start something else, gonna be along the same line. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead.
And Lord, like you promised us in 14:26 of John, that the Comforter will remind us of everything that you taught us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
All right. Praise God. We confess, y'all agree with me if you believe it. We confess that Jesus is our Lord. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Therefore, we possess salvation. We confess that by his stripes we're all healed. Isaiah 53 and 5. Therefore, we possess healing. We confess that the Son has made us free, glory to God, in John 8:36. Therefore, we possess absolute freedom. And we confess that the love of God is shed abroad in my heart, our heart, by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5 and 5. Therefore, we possess the ability to love everybody, glory to God. We confess that the righteous are as bold as a lion, Megan. You're bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. Therefore, we possess lion-hearted boldness. in spiritual warfare. Glory to God. We go after the enemy with everything we got. And what we've got is bigger than anything he's got. And that's Jesus Christ. We praise you for it, Father. And we confess that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13 and 5. Therefore, we possess the presence of God each and every step that we take. In Jesus' name, we confess that we are the redeemed of the Lord. Psalms 107:2. Therefore, we possess redemption benefits every day. And we confess that the anointing of the Holy One abides in us. 1 John 2:27. Therefore, we possess yoke-destroying results with this anointing. Isaiah 10:27. And we confess that in the name of Jesus, we can cast out devils. Mark 16:17. Therefore, we possess dynamic deliverances as a devil master. Glory to God. We're all devil masters. Praise God. And we confess that we can lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark 16 and 18. Therefore, we possess positive healings for the oppressed. We confess that we are a branch of that living vine. John 15 and 5. Therefore, we possess vine life. That life in the vine, wherever we go. Glory be to God. And we confess that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Therefore, we possess the ability to stand freely in God's holy presence and in Satan's presence as a victor. Glory to God. And we confess that we are a temple of the living God. 2 Corinthians 6 and 16. Therefore, we possess God dwelling in me and walking in me too. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. We confess that our God shall supply all our needs in Philippians 4 and 19. Therefore, we possess the supply of every bit of our every need in Jesus' name. Nothing is lacking. And we confess, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10 and 13. Therefore, we possess no so salvation, for we have called upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. And we confess, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5 and 8. Therefore, we possess the assurances we shall see God, for the blood of Jesus has made us pure in heart. Praise God forevermore. We confess that the Lord shall preserve us from all evil. Psalms 121 and 7. Therefore, we possess preservation from all forms of evil. We confess the Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalms 29:11. I play that on my family too. Therefore, we possess daily strength and an abundance of peace. Praise God. And we confess, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Psalm 68:19. Therefore, we possess a life daily loaded with the benefits of the Lord. Glory be to God. And we confess, listen to this, we are the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8 and 12. Therefore, we possess light upon life's pathway, glory to God. For we are following Jesus. And we confess, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. Therefore, we possess all grace, abounding grace, saving grace, healing grace, baptizing grace, and all sufficient grace. Praise God. We confess, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. Therefore, we possess impossibilities becoming realities. Quantum faith. For we are linked up with God by divine approval. We confess we will pour out of our spirit upon all flesh. Wait a minute. Let me go back. We confess that Jesus said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. That's a thank you, Father. We possess the spirit outpouring upon our lives continually. Thank you, Lord, for filling us all up completely every day as we ask for it, Lord, so that we can walk and talk just like Jesus and act like Jesus in Jesus' name. And we confess, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:12. Therefore, we possess the assurance that our sins are removed far from us. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay, has anybody else got a possession or a confession they'd like to make? Yeah, Julie.
I'm confessing that we all, with unveiled face, are beholding in the mirror the glory of the Lord, and that we are walking in his righteousness, and we have lamprobe garments, and we are all chosen to be his bride, and that we are
Guys.
all coming into his image, glory to glory, and manifesting his life, and growing in the grace and knowledge of him every day. And, we are, we are the light. We are the light, just as he is the light in
Glory
us.
be to God.
These broken vessels, they have to be broken so that light shines. So I thank you, Lord, for breaking these vessels and forming us as the potter forms the clay to what you want, and you're making us spotless and blemishless and wrinkle-free, and all the plans you have for us, Lord, that we're going to be so excited and so amazed and so full of the joy of the Lord and so excited to be in this last day's plan of yours, Father, to bring in a great harvest and being part of this great revival. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for us and giving us all the faith to believe it and confessing it. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for keeping us all abiding in the vine. Keeping us all abiding in the vine, no matter what happens, Lord, that we are not broken off. And we've come all this far, Lord, and that nobody else is going to get removed from our lovely brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. It is true. All right, Andrew or Ben.
I want to declare the Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, from whom all fatherhood in heavens and on earth is named, that he give you according to the riches of his glory to be made mighty through his Spirit unto the inward man, that the Christ dwell in your hearts through faith in love, rooted and grounded, so that ye be strong to apprehend with all the saints, what the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye be filled unto all the fullness of God. And another amazing verse that we can put some quantum faith on is I think I brought it up last week. First Peter, chapter, I think it's chapter 2. I believe. Verse 9. But ye are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's possession, so that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's put some quantum faith in that. You know, we read these words, but through our teachings, we know what these words mean spiritually, and we can see that spirituality now because he's going to show us how to do it better and how to do it greater. And it's going to be even better in the times to come. We can get caught up in what we need to do in like our daily jobs or just our daily chores, but you know, even his marvelous light can be shown through those things. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, we believe all of that in Jesus' name. All right, anyone else?
and I said Michael
Yes, Joe, go ahead, brother.
One will be short, but it's very important. As
Okay.
he is, so we are in this world. 1 John 4:17.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want. Jesus was made poor that I, through his poverty, might have abundance. For he came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Psalms 23, 1 and 2, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, and John 10, 10. Praise God. All right, anyone else need a blessing? I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not unto my own understanding. Proverbs 3 and 5. Glory be to God. In all our ways, go ahead, Missy, when I get through. In all our ways, we acknowledge him and he directs our paths. Proverbs 3 and 6. Go ahead, Missy. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, you do. You direct our paths and direct Missy's too. Amen.
We abide in the Lord, and the Lord abides in us, and his word abides in us, and whatsoever we ask, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, whatsoever you ask, it shall be done for you. So yes, we abide in you, and your word abides in us, and whatsoever we ask, it is done for us. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. And you're the vine and we are the branches, and we abide in you, and you abide in us, and we bear much fruit, for apart from you, we can do nothing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Anybody else? I'm gonna keep on believing too. What everything that we said tonight is coming to pass. Praise God. He's working right now. Everything that we prayed is working right now. I could see them little atoms and them quartz things just a moving, man, and a vibrating. Whoo, praise God. How about you, Matthew? Okay. All right. Okay, here's a good one. I received the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and the eyes of my understanding being enlightened. And I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the word of God. Glory be to God. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18, Romans 12 and 2. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Fill us, Lord. Fill us all with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, because the Holy Spirit has it all. He has all knowledge. And he can teach us and guide us into the things that you'd have us to do, Lord. All right, Julie.
I confess that we are all doing our spiritual warfare daily, and we are casting down the dragon out of the heavens, and taking authority that we know we have, and using all of the weaponry against him in the name of Jesus. And also confess that we are all overcomers. We're all overcomers of the evil one because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that we love not our life unto death. And we continue to stay on our cross. The evil one cometh, and he find nobody but Jesus Christ and him crucified in us. When he comes, he has nothing in us anymore. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock, our rock, and our redeemer.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Lord, let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouths, but that which is good to edify, that it may minister grace to the hearer. And I grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby I am sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:29. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Anyone else? What you cutting them eyes up here for? Amen. Yeah, Judy, go ahead.
I confess that we are all running the race with patience that's set before us, and laying aside every weight and sin that does easily beset us, that we are patient in all of our trials and tribulations, and that we count it all joy, the very manifold, all the manifold trials that we fall into, Lord, and that we endureth unto the end, and we're going to receive everything. Let patience have its perfect work, that we be perfect and entire, lacking nothing, because we have everything in Christ, and we're going to receive everything, everything that we're believing you for, God, and it's all going to come to pass. And we not waver, and we not give up hope for anything, but we just keep pressing forward. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory. We already have the victory in Christ Jesus. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And you've given us all that measure of faith, and it is enough, Lord. And your grace is sufficient for each and every one of us, Father. And then we thank you and praise you for what you've done for us, what you've given to us in Christ. We're going to reap a great reward for your kingdom, Lord. It's all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
We bless our Father, and we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. And we are chosen in him. We're chosen in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love. And we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. And he will perfect the good work in us, which he has begun. He will complete it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, here's a statement. The Word of God conceived in the human spirit, formed by the tongue, spoken out of the mouth, becomes creative power that will work for you. Jesus said this, I have told my people they can have what they say, but my people are saying what they have. Whew, that's a word from God. I'm going to say that again. You'll get it. I have told my people they can have what they say, but my people are saying what they have rather than what they want. I added that last little bit in there. You know, if we could grasp this message right here that we're going over right now, we could change the whole world through our confessions. Yeah, Missy, believe it.
We delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart.
There Praise. You go. Praise God. And Lord, we thank you that you put it in us to give the gospel out, and not only give the gospel out, to pray for revival. And when we pray for revival, it's bound to start. And we praise you for it, Father. A revival of repentance, Father. A revival of repentance of everything that has hindered us. All right, who's next? Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
We all are after the heart of God, just like David. We do have the heart of God. Amen. Just
Thank
like
you,
David.
Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, you're fulfilling that even as we speak. Jesus gave us the authority to use his name. And that which we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And that which we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. We bind and cast down spiritual wickedness in high places and render them harmless and ineffective against all of us in the name of Jesus. Matthew 16:19, this is your word, Lord. Matthew 16:19, John 16:23-24, Ephesians 6:12. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God, it's done. Devil, you are bound in Jesus' name. Anyone else? I thank you, Lord, that what you told me, that Jeanette is getting ready to come back in Jesus' name. And I believe it, and I thank you for it. And I praise you, Father, for all the visions and dreams that we've had regarding that in Jesus' name. And I praise you, and I thank you, Lord, that there's going to be a revival in the Hare family in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Woohoo! Anybody getting excited? The glory to God, I am. I can tell you that. We're going to see all our old buddies, too. Yep. Holly, Leah, all of Kurt, Denny, and all of them. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. What's that, Missy?
Sandy, Denny, Judy.
Yep, Judy. Got her. Yeah. All of those that have gone
Holly.
On before. Holly, I said Holly, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Amber.
Kurt.
Amber,
yes.
Amber.
Sandy.
Brandy's
Sandy.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy.
Oh,
Get
Sandy. Yeah, Sandy will be back too. With all that good flowing red hair. Eve, she'll be back talking about red hair. Well, you know, colored red hair. She's going to come back with real red hair this time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Going to be a party. Y'all coming? Believe you're coming and you'll be here. We'll have it over at Matt's house. Oh, boy. No, we'll have it over at my house. How's that?
I was going to ask, my new one?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It's going to be at my new house. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Anybody else got anything? Yeah, I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing my brother back too, Walker. I praise you for that. Thank you, Lord, that you're bringing Ryan back. Thank you, Lord, you're bringing Austin back, my grandson. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Woo. Going to be a revival going on. How many of you know it's going to be a revival when the resurrection happens? Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Debbie back too. In Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, anybody else? Who was it? Somebody. Oh. I'm able to tell that. I'm just going to leave that one alone. I believe, Lord. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Blessed are those who believe yet have not seen.
Amen. Yes, Lord of God. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
And blessed is she who believed that there shall be a fulfillment of the things spoken to her from the Lord. And I always
Amen.
surmise that as every promise that, the Lord's written to us, he's spoken to us, for ours.
Amen. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. And I grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby I'm sealed unto the day of redemption. Praise God in Ephesians 4:29. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Well, this is a confession, and I'd like to sing just a little bit of this song.
Okay.
This is the part that I know by heart,
Okay.
and it applies to all of us. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my
My
testimony.
testimony,
Overcomer.
overcomer,
Yeah, I'm an
an
overcomer
overcomer,
by the blood of the Lamb
Lamb,
and by the word of my
my
testimony.
testimony,
Overcomer,
overcomer.
more than a conqueror, I'm a winner. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have dominion and I walk in authority. I've been washed in his blood, kept by his love, filled with his spirit, and by his stripes I'm healed. I'm free. Jesus gave me the victory. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord, glory be to God.
Overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
Love not our life even unto death. Praise you,
Amen.
Lord. We have the ultimate overcomer in us, and we can overcome. Amen.
Anyone else? Yeah, dear.
May I share a song? It's kind of a revival song.
Well, sure, go ahead. Wail
Well, I'll sing it, but with
it
everybody with my mic closed. If
girl.
you would give me
Okay.
share permissions, please.
All right. Try it here. Okay. Jesus, yeah. Don't nobody leave. Let's see here.
When giants come calling my name, my God is so much bigger than troubles I face. Why would I hunger for power, riches, or fame? So much better than all of these things. So I won't be shaken. I won't be moved. My God is faithful. His promise is true. So I cause they know the battle is done. My God is stronger, the victory's already won. Yeah, he died for my ransom and rose up on the third day. Greater than death,
That mountain got to go, ain't it? Glory to God. That mountain got to go. It's gone. It's level. You can plant rice on it. It's so level. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. We got just a few minutes left. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? Okay, here's what Geneva says. Says she's laying a little boy down, so she's going to type hers. Mine is that I thank the Lord that I am not an anxious wife. Thank you, Jesus. And that I am a faithful and submissive and godly wife to my husband. And that I cherish him through the love of Jesus. Praise God. And that our children are blessed through that as well and remain pure all the days of their life. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for doing that. That she is a wonderful wife and a mother in that household in Jesus' name. And she's teaching those kids about Jesus every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else? Okay. That's an older one, and I got a song. I got a song down to you. All right. Praise God. Okay. Did y'all enjoy it tonight? I did. I had fun. How many of you know that what you've prayed and confessed is coming to pass even as we speak? We all hooking our face together and believing for each other that it's happening even as we speak right now. Glory to God. I see the electrons or quarks and all them little boogers getting together and making all these things come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. And Joe's got lights.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I do too. Amen. And I thank you, Lord. We're fixing to see a great revival here shortly that's just going to absolutely multiply heaven in a great, mighty way. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to be a part of it. We're going to blow them horns of revival. People are going to hit their knees in repentance, and they're coming into the kingdom. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. People are going to be standing on the corner and handing out tracts, and people are going to be falling down, repenting. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, just like the New Hebrides revival. Walking up and down the road, hitting, and the glory of God to hit them, they fall down on the ground, be crying out to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Julie.
I don't know if we're going to be handing out tracts. I think we will be the tracts.
Yeah, probably so. We're going to be very noticeable. The power of God is going to be with us. Ooh, glory to God. Okay, Joe, go ahead, brother.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together in the next fourth blessing, Lord. Everybody, thank
Yes.
you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Next pot blessing, we'll all be together. Praise God. I love it. Yeah, y'all can come over my house beforehand. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful time we're going to have. I'm already having a good time. Thank you, Jesus.
Is that the Saturday, the pot blessing?
Get your
That's in a
little
couple days. Oh, praise God.
ditty bag. Get your little ditty bag packed.
A ditty bag?
Man, I could tell you wasn't in the service. Go ahead, Andrew.
So there's nothing tomorrow on Friday?
No. No stream tomorrow. You can join us at the pot blessing anytime. That'd be awesome.
Book your airfare.
Huh?
Still got time. So just book your airfare. You still got time.
Yeah. Yeah, book your airfare with Jesus. Won't cost you nothing. There's people out there teaching how to translate. Did you know that? I don't know how true it is, but there's people out there teaching it. I don't know if that's scripture or not. I don't know. We'll see. All right. We're about ready to get out of here. Has anybody got any last prayer requests or confessions they'd like to make? I confess this time next year we'll all be together. That's pretty safe, isn't it? Yeah. Of course, I remember when I first came here 14 years ago. Kept saying, well, you know it's going to be next week, don't you? You know it's going to be next week. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Thank God my taxes are done.
Yay, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Lord, I thank you that I'm not going to have any taxes this year in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, Judith says she confesses we will all have a. Uh-oh, it left. We will all have a really blessed sleep and dreams of glory tonight. Amen. I've received that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that we're all going to be together, having dreams of the glory of God falling upon us in Jesus' name, and the light of Jesus shining forth out from every one of us. Glory be to God. And thank you, Lord, that you placed our heart in yours, and we ain't moving because we want to be with you all the time. You be led by your Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God be evident in each and every one of us, that the fire of the Lord would fall upon the lost and bring them into the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, all right. Good night, y'all. Y'all be blessed, you hear? We'll see y'all next time. And what day that is. Lord willing. All right. We'll see y'all. Bless you. Love y'all, every one of you.